The injuries inflicted on JJ as an infant led to JJ's Law. It toughened penalties for repeat child offenders. But since it didn't apply to Bolvin, he was released this week after serving a 4-year sentence.
I believe in the system. I realize he paid, you know, he's done his sentence, he's free. But he gave my nephew a life sentence because he broke, JJ had suffered 11 fractures and permanent brain damage that he's still dealing with today.
Kevin Retzer is JJ's great uncle and pushed JJ's Law. If it had been on the books in 2011, Bolvin could have gotten a 10-year sentence because the judge would have been allowed to consider his conviction for beating his other infant son in 2007. Retzer says now he's supporting Brittany's Law, which would set up a domestic violence registry.
So that, you know, whether you're a parent of a girl dating a guy or you're on one of these social sites, dating site, and, you know, there's too many horror stories where the person they say they are online is not the person they are, and you should be able to check that.
In fact, the 28-year-old Bolvin was caught violating parole, trying to meet women online, using a false name.
My concern is that he's now back in Western New York and that he's likely to continue the pattern that he's developed.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.